Thank you for the great talk, Nicholas. And yeah, so Q&A is now open. Folks, feel free to post the questions on the pad or IRC. And after a minute or two, we'll also open up this big blue button for people who are, might prefer to come join Nicholas here directly and ask the questions here. Nicholas, take it away.
All right. Thank you. And thanks for having me. Yeah, maybe I'll go ahead and read some questions that has popped up in the formula here then. So the first question is, can it replace SSH plus Tmax for persistent sessions on remote hosts? So currently, I would say it does not support that because it is designed to only run a single command inside a session. And when that finishes, it reports back. But I have played with the idea. I think it should be possible to do, but I wanted to start off and polish the experience with a single command first. And secondly, there is a question. I see integration with Projectile in the README. Does it also integrate with project.el? Yeah, good question. It doesn't. I haven't added any explicit support for it because I typically run detached compile in the project root with my own command using project behind the scenes. But I guess project has a command for it now, so yeah, it should be very easy to add support for that. And I could also mention that could be one thing related to the first question there of using kind of persistent sessions, that it would be interesting to see if, for example, I occasionally run a Python REPL in Emacs, and if I could get that one to launch using detach, so I could restart Emacs and reattach to the REPL, or also use it for situations where I have used the REPL to, let's say, experiment with, I don't know, some NumPy function, how that works. And if I use detach for that, it would automatically log then the whole session, and I would have it accessible so I could search for it in retrospect and retrieve the log and see, okay, I ran this command, this happened, or basically. So then there is a question, can you, oh, okay, I'll read the other one. No, there is two in the, it's ongoing. I'll wait for them. So the first question is, can you detach a session from shell mode and reattach from eshell vterm mode, or start a compile in a shell mode and attach it from compilation mode? You can attach at the moment or reattach in shell mode, eshell, or vterm. That is no problem. Currently, I don't have support for attaching in compilation mode. So the way the package is built is that when the session is started, there is a variable that gets, kind of the value gets inserted into the session, and it describes how the session would handle, for example, attaching to it or viewing the output, etc. But these are the things that I want to primarily focus in the near future. So making it easier to, for example, have a buffer up where you're attached to a session. You could run a key binding to switch to like the view mode of that session. You get the full output, and then you could view it. You can switch back to the attached version, which just shows a brief context and then continues on with the current output from the session. Question number four here is, how do you talk to Detach? Could it be feasible to run a child Emacs instead of Detach? Would it make sense? Better communication, maybe. So the way the talk with Detach is done is, I would say, very simple. Detach, the program, supports basic instructions like detach-a to attach, that's basically it. That is all that's being used under the hood. And of course, it uses its C flag to create and attach when a session is started, or the dash and to start the session in kind of detached mode. So it runs without Emacs being attached to it. Currently, I don't think I've seen any need for better communication, but if people have ideas about what could be done, if it was added, that would be great. So maybe that could be a follow-up if you got ideas on how to improve it. So I'm not sure if the Emacs child, I think if I got a better idea about what the person would like to achieve with it, then maybe I could understand the question better there. So another question is, how does it handle processes that require user input, usually type yes, no, etc.? MetaX compile is great, but can't handle user input. It's very simple behind the scenes. It depends on what interface you use for attaching Emacs to that process. So as the person says, if it's MetaX compile, then probably doesn't handle it. So in that case, I guess I would have started it with from the shell. If there is a question, you need to type yes or no, then you can just type it and maybe detach from it. Or if you end up in a situation where you started with MetaX compile, but then it has a question, I guess you could always pop up a shell attached to the session and you will get the question there. You press whatever as you like and then detach from that user interface. So another question is, can you rerun a command session but in another directory? You can't do that at the moment. I haven't really found a need for it. So typically, as I have been using Detach, now when it has a persistent storage of the sessions, it becomes rather natural that once I've run it once, I can just rerun it later in the same directory. But maybe this is a feature that should be added. It's maybe a common use case. One thing that I added on top of the rerun is like an edit and rerun for those situations where I maybe run some compilation, but with the compilation flag set to opt, and then I want to rerun the exact same command in the exact same directory, but with it set to dbg instead for debugging. And then instead of pressing R to rerun, I press E, then I get a prompt with the current command, and then I can add it and it will rerun that. So maybe something similar for another directory could be added.
Cool. I think we still have about 13 or 14 more minutes of live Q&A time on stream. So if folks do have more questions about this talk from Nicholas, please feel free to put them on the pad or come join here on the big blue button and ask here.
Yeah. And I also want to mention that if you realize later you have a question or a suggestion, feel free to contact me or create a new post on the mailing list for the project. That's much appreciated.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So then, there is a question incoming. So what are some other places where this might be useful? MU for refetching mail, Git processes started by Magit. What things would you like to see working in a 1 to 2 year time frame? Yeah, that's a good question. I think there are these situations. One thing I ran into yesterday was that I was trying to use EMMS to connect to the stream for Emacs conf, and that was working fine. It was using MPV in the background, but then I did some modifications to my Emacs and wanted to restart it, and then the stream died. So that's kind of those situations where I found it valuable. I added support for the dred rsync package, for example, that I use occasionally to copy things to a remote server or from a remote server. And that was always something that I thought could benefit from it. I would ideally like to see if it can be used for more of these processes. I guess maybe I should get in contact with some of the devs to see if they have ideas on how this could be incorporated better with Emacs, because so far it was kind of straightforward to get it to work with shell or compile, but it hacks around the current implementation to make it use detach, and if I wanted it to be used in many more places, it feels like it would be maybe not the best way to have a lot of advices being added to the various functions. But yeah, definitely, it would be really cool if that could be worked on properly. So that once I've managed to get the workflow for its current implementation a little bit more polished, I will try to look into this. And also see what is possible. I don't know if there are any limitations with my current approach that I need some more expertise on. Yeah. So if there's no other questions, I'll. Okay, there is another question. Okay, a general topic here. What are you currently excited about in Emacs? Well, I'm really excited about the tree sitter that was just added to Emacs 29. I haven't gotten around to use that yet. But I think it looks very promising, and I'm a big fan of structural editing that you can use in Lisp. So if this opens up the possibility to be able to use that more in other languages, that would be really cool. Otherwise, I'm generally excited about how the program is developing. I think there's been a lot of great additions in these last couple of versions of the program. So it's cool to see, and also how the Emacs conf has been continuing and being an annual thing, and also growing, adding this new layout with the general track and development track, I think is great.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been interesting. Emacs itself, I feel like the Emacs-devel mailing list has been growing in traffic. Over the years, like I've been subscribed for a couple of years, and more recently, I'm just experiencing more and more, seeing more and more incoming emails from Emacs Devel, which is always cool. Yeah, and like you said, with Emacs Conf, yeah, we have, we've been growing, thankfully. And yeah, this year we've experimented with having two tracks, which I think has turned out pretty well, pretty great, because we don't have to like try to squeeze in all the talks so tightly and, you know, be able to give proper Q&A time. Like this one, I think, which is pretty great. So yeah, very glad to hear and see it.
Yeah, and yeah, maybe I should mention now that I know that the eShell talk is coming up by Howard, that I discovered there's a kind of a bug in the detached implementation. So it doesn't handle properly the way eShell seems to communicate when you quote some text in a shell command. If you have been using quotes, it seems to be added as like text properties that gets into detached. And I didn't know about that, but detached is not picking that up. So if you try to run something like similar to like echo and quotation marks, Niklas, then it will not run it with quotation marks. So I guess for echo it might work, but other commands it can fail. So just be aware about that. I guess that's on the priority list to fix.
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. I guess folks can look forward to that getting hopefully fixed in the near-ish future or at some point.
Yeah, and I could add that maybe something that is in between this request for like persistent sessions is that it currently you can use detached in a way so it creates like it runs the session, and once that finish you use its callback to generate a new session which runs some other command. So you can chain detached sessions that way. I wanted to improve upon how that has been implemented so that you could more easily start this change sessions, and that they would show up in the user interface. And maybe if you rerun the top of the chain, it will actually start all these sessions that way. I have some use cases personally where for the time being, before running an executable, I actually need to run a different build command than I normally do. And I keep forgetting that, and then that fails. And it would be great to just be able to, I mean, you could always have that first command and then and the other one, but it doesn't look as nice. And it would be nice to be able to see that, okay, this has been, this is currently running, but in the next, once that finished, it will keep on running this one. So that's something I plan to add support for.
Sounds good. That would be nice.
Yeah, I would like that as well. So I have an incentive.
Yeah. Also, not to completely derail this, but I mean, I don't think there are any questions as of now, so I can maybe mention this. Someone pinged me on IRC.
Yep.
Shoshin, good friend, and the creator actually of the musics that we've been using at EmacsConf between for our lunch breaks and here and there. He mentioned that he likes this FSF shirt. Yeah, it's
nice.
Thanks. Yeah, it's I think from a year or so ago at it was put up for FSF's 35th birthday. It's also what it says, FSF 35. I'm not sure if it's still available on their shop, but yeah, you might be able to find it there. So
nice. So they have their own shop?
Yeah, so there is...
Buy merch or...
Yeah, exactly. There is shop.fsf.org, and they have a bunch of different goodies and things, merchandise. You know, they have like shirts like this one, but they also sell things like printed versions of the Emacs user manual, which is particularly relevant for us. And Emacs stickers. I think also sell pins and such. So yeah, I mean, if you are interested in Emacs or the new one, FSF, might be worth checking out.
Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Cool. And I think we have about one more minute of live Q&A time. If folks have any questions, any last minute ones, you're welcome to send it in.
I guess there's, okay. Yeah, this one got added from Carfic. Yeah. Yeah, if otherwise, if no further questions, maybe we wrap it up.
Sure, sounds good. Yeah, I don't see any new questions. So yeah, thanks again, Nicholas, for the great talk. And yeah, for sticking around and doing the live Q&A, it's much appreciated. And look forward to seeing the upcoming developments in Detached.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.
Cheers. Very glad. See you around.
See ya.